It's a way to figure out what is your anchor and how do you reel yourself back in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Exhale Podcast. I'm your host, Sir Gaston, and this podcast is about my growth, obstacles, and life as a 20-something with the intention to help you feel seen and understood as we journey through this pursuit of life. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Exhale. We are back for another episode, and this is actually episode 8. We are nearing the end of season 1. I'm going to do season 1 for 10 episodes, So, yeah, we're coming up on that little season finale. Arriba, arriba. I don't really think that's the proper word I'm supposed to use right now, but you know, what's up? We celebrating. I'm happy to have y'all back. I actually just recorded this episode, but I had to re-record it because there was... So we have a landscaper in the back right now. While I was recording the last episode, I knew that the lawnmower had been on, but I was like, it's not going to be that loud, right? It's not going to be that loud sitting next to a window with both of my windows open. So I was listening back to the recording and I was like, I cannot use this at all. Like, you cannot hear me clear. I mean, I'm telling a tale. You can hear me clearly, but you can hear the lawnmower even more clearly. And I was like, this is not something that I want to share with y'all because it's just not for y'all ears. So here we are back recording again, and I'm ready to get into the topic for today. So the topic is actually also the Exhale. This is a first for us here on the Exhale. And it's that you're not the only one. And I have been having this theme reoccur in several conversations over the last couple months. And I finally am ready to share this because today feels very, I don't know, it's just on my heart and I want to just get it out while it's here. So I had this conversation. And so this came about from a conversation I had a few hours ago with my professor, actually, from undergrad. If you guys don't know, I studied social work at Mira's College in Poughkeepsie, New York. And as a quick little sidebar, actually, I graduated in the class of 2020, so we never got to have a graduation. And this month, they're actually holding our graduation on the 28th, so you will see me in my cap and gown soon. I debated whether I was going to go or not, but I truthfully know that I'm going to have that regret of not going for the rest of my life, and I just want to avoid that for myself. Graduating was such a goal for me to be able to have that culminating experience, a celebration of the hard work and journey that I took, and unfortunately I never got to have that. And even post-graduation life has been, it's been life, and I owe that to myself, and I want to be able to celebrate my accomplishment even if it is 2 years later, you know. And so yeah, a little sidebar, a little tangent. I love a tangent. So I was talking to one of my professors today, and I reached out to her for two reasons. Because one, I missed her. Like, she was really someone that I had a great connection with in my department for social work, and also someone who really was able to see me and to help guide me. And I, as of lately, have been needing that feeling of being seen and guided, and to talk about the things that I'm going through, but not with my immediate support system, because I have been receiving so much from them and it's been extremely fruitful. And I know that I've also been needing a different perspective from someone who knows me but objectively knows what I'm going through. And what I mean by that is the fact that she knows me from when I was a student, but what she doesn't know is me after being a student. And so my peers know me while I was their classmate and also as now, like, their lifelong friend. And I've just been needing just a different perspective on things. And yeah, so I reached out to her and we were talking. And in this conversation, there were just so many gems that she gave me, but one in particular around me telling her some of the difficulties and just kind of like this feeling of trying to figure out my place in this world and so forth. And what she explained to me was just that, you know, when you tell me this, what I immediately think of is the fact that, like so many other young people and people in general, you guys are feeling a myriad of feelings. And ultimately, that forms itself into this idea that you're the only person experiencing this. And truthfully, so you're not. It is something that oftentimes is hard to think because we might compare ourselves. I can confidently and with full transparency also be clear that, like, I have also compared myself throughout different points in my life, and it does create this sense of being in this unique, singular point in your life that nobody else has ever been in, right? Especially when you might be comparing yourself to people that are on social media, people in your immediate circle, people, just anybody you can compare yourself to. It does create this sense of I am the only one going through it, or I'm experiencing it in the worst way possible. And it isn't to deny the fact of the hardship of what we're going through, but it is to recognize the fact that you're not the only one. And that is something that I feel is so cliche. We hear it all the time of, like, you're not the only one. To be very honest, I'm realizing that all the things that are so cliche, like the eat, pray, love, and just like all this corny stuff, it really is real. Like, I can't put it no other way. Like, that is so damn real. And so I just want to, let me bring it back. Let me bring it back. What I want us to be able to take with this is the fact that, as cliche as it is to say you are not the only one, we have to understand the truth in that and then give it our own rendition. And to do that, that can be a myriad of things, right? For me, it can be some days just a simple affirmation, just telling myself and just going through that thought process of, like, you're not the only one. Reminding myself that I'm not the first person to experience this. Reminding myself that this is temporary, right? Like, really diving into that. For another person, it might be journaling. For another person, it might be just calling their friend and saying, like, hey, can I talk to you for like 5-10 minutes? Like, my cup is a little empty right now. I'm feeling this way. Can you pour back into me and just, like, help me get back to a place of just knowing that I know I'm not the only one, you know? Just, can you help me? It could be something completely different. It might not even have to do anything with the words, I'm not the only one. It could be a different practice. The most important thing is creating what works for you. And what if I don't know that? Then, hey, you have some things to explore. And approaching that with a sense of enthusiasm of, like, I'm figuring this thing out for my own personal development. For me, this is a little journey I'm going on to figure out, how do I ground myself when I'm not feeling grounded, especially with what I'm going through and I'm feeling that I'm the only one. It's a way to figure out what is your anchor and how do you reel yourself back in. Did I say that right? Reel? Reel yourself back in? I think I did. Yeah. How do you reel yourself back in? That's all this is about. To know that you are not the only one ultimately comes down to how you get to ground yourself, how you go about grounding yourself, creating an anchor, creating a little practice to just bring you back, get you clear-headed again, and to relieve you of that weight. Because feeling like it's just you going through something, that shit is heavy. I can tell you that. Feeling like it's you just going through something is so damn heavy. What I've noticed has happened to me when I've experienced this is that I begin to create negative thoughts to almost confirm and really, like, emphasize the severity of what I'm going through. But unfortunately, it also turns into, like, this villainizing of self. I start to villainize myself in that. And so if you've experienced that, listen, you ain't the only one. Like, if you learned anything from today, you are not the only one in all of the ways that this will show up for us. So the exhale for today is that you are not the only one. And there's actually another exhale too. Find a practice that works for you. Find something that is going to help you regain. Find something that's going to help you regain that grounding and that way of finding a reminder that speaks truly to you. To remind yourself that you're not the only one. And that's today's episode for the Exhale. Thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys listening. I know that I haven't been the most consistent, and truthfully so, it's because I gotta get myself together. That's just real shit. And I feel like sometimes when you are not in the best headspace, it's hard to kind of just show up and give your all, or even give what you feel is is right. And so know that when I'm not here, I'm over there figuring it out. I'm elsewhere figuring shit out. So just thank you for riding out this journey with me. I appreciate you guys. I'm forever rooting for y'all, and I hope that you have a good rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.